out regarding the phase out of the car tax program. Now, we don't have, you know, all of the details, but I'd like to know your thought on just the fact that even though there is definitely a deficit, to me, this is also a way that Speaker Mattiello can flex his muscles and remind everyone just who is the most powerful person in the state.
Well, yeah, that's if it gets through and happens, that's certainly a bit of a point of proof there. Obviously, we don't know the details, and some of the what I'm hearing is that we'll be talking about a phase out over 6 years and probably weighted toward the end. So the lift for the first year or two won't be quite as bad, making it a little easier for Speaker Mattiello to get through. The real test is from a financial point of view is whether he's going to try to reduce spending in order to cover this, or if he's planning to make it up with other kinds of revenue. That'll be the big thing to watch, because if it's just transferring to other kinds of revenue, it's really not economically a very good policy and not all that much of a challenge. But if he can really prove that he can start being fiscally responsible and reducing spending to adjust for lower revenue, then that would make a big difference and probably mean a lot to his more conservative constituents.
Well, it's interesting, Justin, to me that, you know, with you have a couple other things that are going on. Obviously, you know, the PawSox thing, and we're going to touch that on just a moment, and the governor whose free tuition thing seems off. But, you know, to me, the speaker is demonstrating. Now, again, it would have to then, you know, make its way through the Senate. But right now, they wouldn't be moving forward with this and wouldn't have their ducks in a row. He, to me, is going to demonstrate. He's got the juice. He and Sakachi are running the show, and he's going to go ahead, even though it may take a little bit longer than he initially had planned, but they're going to go ahead with the plan that they had laid out during the course of the campaign, and that is to cut into the sales tax, the car tax, excuse me.
Well, if we've discussed before the question of whether who's kind of running the Democrat Party in Rhode Island and therefore the government, and the Speaker of the House has a lot of juice as far as getting the majority of elected officials some leverage with their own constituents and with things they want to accomplish. He kind of controls that flow, which is why, you know, it's long been said that the speaker is the most constitutionally powerful position within Rhode Island government. Whether that's good or bad is subject to debate, but this is definitely could be a point of proof of that for sure.
Well, and on top of that, you know, one thing about Mattiello is you have not seen him. This is his issue. And, you know, Raimondo has been out there, as I said, with the free tuition, and you've had, and we're going to touch on the PawSox situation, but he could, and granted, he would be up for re-election next year, but he could go to his people and say that basically, you know, I delivered. I told you that I was going to work on the car tax, and then I put it forward, and boom, look at the car tax is underway.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. What's interesting there, though, is another running theme throughout our conversations has been that the speaker is really looking local. He has to talk to his local people in Cranston and say, look, I delivered on something for you, whereas Governor Raimondo's eyes are really national at this point. And so if she gets bogged down in local politics, it may not be such a it may not concern her out-of-state donors all that much, because they're not really interested in Rhode Island all to the degree that their money would make it seem they are. They're more interested in a national statement and national politics. So he has not only that the leverage of being a powerful legislator, but also his interest is much more concentrated, because if he doesn't convince his constituents in this 2 year span between elections that he's doing something for them, then he might lose his office. Whereas the governor doesn't really have that concern to quite the degree. She doesn't get free tuition. I don't know that she gets voted out because of that, you know, and the PawSox thing was always kind of, not so much her issue. She's always been a little bit delicate around that. So she definitely has some room to back off on her promises, whereas he has less room, and that should be
true.
A motivation to him.
That's true. Now, let's touch on it was revealed last week, and it's amazing, Justin. The governor seems to go through these motions where every time she's going out of town. In this case, you know, the trip was unannounced, and then suddenly you leak and you see that no event scheduled. Then someone finds out she's going to be going to Chicago for the day. Then we find out that not only was she in Chicago for the day, but she was raising money at the home of Christy Hefner, who made her money, whether or not she, it doesn't matter to me how she found religion or what her cause is now, but the money, the empire of the Playboy empire was made off of Playboy magazine and the Playboy channel and films and everything else that has to do with exploitation of you know, beautiful young women. What is your take? The governor seemed, you know, we seem to go through this every time. She gets upset that the media finds out she's going on a fundraising trip. Then, first, they won't give any details about it. Then they say, well, you know, that'll be released at the end of the quarter where you'll see the names. She never seems to learn from this. They always seem to think they can kind of outsmart everybody. She was very hesitant to say where she was going. And I think there should have been more outrage in the press of just how hypocritical this was of this first female governor and governor for the day contest of young women and vote for Hillary Clinton as the first female president. And you know, she even said the individual whose house I went to, that's what she said on Channel 10. You know, she doesn't want to say the name Christy Hefner. It is so hypocritical. And if this were, you know, flipped and this were a Republican or whether it was, you know, Kachiri or a Cranston Mayor Alan Funk, they would be going ballistic and this is what's held women back and how can you do that? It is incredible how nothing stops her on her drive and quest for fundraising.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, modern feminism in that regard is very – it depends entirely on who's benefiting from what. I mean, if you're talking about a conservative or a Republican benefiting from say, Playboy magazine wealth, then it's, you know, it's hypocrisy. It's exploitation of women. If it's a Democrat, it's, well, you know, she's just an involved person, and you know, it's actually liberating for women to be able to be out there, and you know that. So the rhetoric has always been very one-sided in that regard. I'm wondering, though, I mean, to the extent that Ms. Hefner has any interest in Rhode Island, I'm wondering, you know, we've got gambling, and we may have legal pot, so maybe we're looking to expand the illicit activities that Rhode Island allows to get a little bit of money, perhaps for free tuition or something like that. But the most telling thing I've heard from the governor on this event, she was speaking with Dan Janig on,
yes,
on Channel 10, and what she, pretty close to exact quote, she said, folks, meaning these folks in Chicago, are worried about what's going on in Washington,
yep,
and they want to get behind Democrats who are going to stand up to Washington. This is almost nothing to do about Rhode Island. It's, you know, I sometimes worry, what are these outside interests who are paying for all this, these millions in Raimondo and other progressive Democrats campaign fundraising? What do they want from Rhode Island? I don't even know that they really want all that much from Rhode Island. They just want to use our status as a state to make a statement and build up their ranks to go to Washington. And that's the real scandal of this. The fact that she disappears is just bizarre. You would think, just, you know, be forthright out there. Everybody's going to find out eventually. But yeah, so should be well in advance and say, here's what I'm doing, here's why I'm doing it, rather than making excuses and having to say, no, there's no story here. There's no story here. She could just say, this is what I'm doing, you know, and I don't like it, but that's what I'm going to, fundraising aspect, but that's what's on my agenda today.
You know what else, Justin, again, we're speaking with Justin Katz, who's the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. Justin, what also strikes me about it, though, for them to say the patented answer of all of that will be, you know, released at the end of the quarter and all those names will be available and blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, you're the governor of the state and answer the question. Like all of that is true, but, you know, it comes off that there is something wrong and certainly raises more attention on a Tuesday. This wasn't a Friday night. This wasn't a Saturday. I mean, a Tuesday. And then the governor was even trying to say, well, I was working while I was out there. Now, to me, the larger picture, this ties back to that no-bid contract that went from the state police to a political operative. And again, where did it end up? With someone connected with Chicago? I mean, I think there's some connection there. The feds, as you know, froze that Google money that was going to go for the, you know, the immediate. It was an emergency no-bid contract to study diversity with the Rhode Island State Police. But, you know, it was clear that when the governor was talking about it, she was uncomfortable of where the money had been made, and we know how Playboy made their money. And it just, it strikes me as, at any point, do they ever say, you know, is this worth it? You know, is it worth, when you're not talking about someone who's trying to scrape together the money for a re-election campaign. I mean, she's got almost $2.5 million. She's on her way to a pace of $3 million by the end of the year. There still hasn't been anyone announced that they're going to challenge her. I have no reason to believe that she won't be able to raise as much as, you know, $5 million for re-election. But is there a point where she would say, I'm just uncomfortable with the source, with how they made their money? And it just doesn't, it just seems with Governor Raimondo, all bets are off when it comes to fundraising. Whether it be, you know, when you and I spoke last week, we had talked about she took money from the Postox owners. And I don't see that from Governor Raimondo. I don't know if it's a reflection of her campaign, but if there's anyone out there who's willing to give her money and she doesn't want to accept it, it just doesn't seem to be the case. It always, no matter what she says, her priority to me seems to be, and I want to know what you think, but they just seemed consumed with raising money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes into the question of where are her eyes really looking. They don't appear to be looking in Rhode Island because, as you just described, she doesn't need to be doing this in order to be competitive in Rhode Island. If she were looking here, she'd be looking to be here all the time, being
right.
seen and doing things. Whereas if you're looking at the national level, all of these little local controversies, whether it's the PawSox or Invenergy's, another group out in California Chicago that might have some interest in giving her money, all these things start to come out in a wash. If you're running for a national office, nobody's going to pay that much attention to them. It's really an indication of, I don't think it's an obsession with money per se. It's that she has a target, and you can tell by the size of the money she's trying to raise that it's not in Rhode Island. That's not her top priority.
No.
And frankly, as you were talking, it occurred to me, if she would just tell you right up front where she went and who gave her money, even before the deadline when she has to reveal it, that would save her a lot of aggravation, because instead what she gets is folks like us and in the Providence Journal and so on trying to dig. And
yes,
say,
it becomes a game.
Who could you be meeting?
Yeah, who's going to figure out where she is, where is she going, where is she, you know, there's always like a fundraising trip, but then they just turn what could be a non-story into a story. The other thing before we talk about the PawSox is, now, for instance, in the Boston Globe, Bakerized $30 million goal for re-election bid. Now, two states side by side, you have a wildly popular governor. You don't hear about him with this quest for money. You don't hear about him trying to get national headlines. You don't hear about him, always seeking to out to, you know, gain attention. But, you know, that's a look at this, two states side by side. That's a very aggressive goal to have.
Like Baker's, you mean?
Baker, yeah. Think of that. I mean,
yeah,
my point is, where would Raimondo be if she had to try to raise $30
million? Well, yeah, and it's telling that you don't hear much about Governor Baker fundraising and flying around the country looking for money. It would indicate, again, where his eyes are focused, and it's probably more competitive in Massachusetts, being a bigger state,
yes.
being a Republican in blue New England. He's got to have a little bit more cushion there. But that would be quite the episode to watch Governor Raimondo trying to raise $30 million if that were her target.
Justin, how do you think the mayor of Pawtucket handled himself last week? I don't know him that well. He certainly is someone very experienced with Tony Pires, who knows the ins and outs of the State House and has been the head of finance and has been with them a while. I kind of felt bad for him, because to me he seemed like he was trying to follow the guideline and plan that was laid out for him. And then as it was all falling apart, I wouldn't blame him. I think he was more of a statesman than he needed to be. He's not trying to give up, but what was your impression of the mayor of Pawtucket last week?
Well, I can understand his frustration, and you can't really blame him for continuing to try. But the details that have come out, you can kind of start to see why the state-level politicians were nervous about it. I mean, if the state was going to have to backstop Pawtucket on the loan. That would have been like a stink bomb in the whole thing once it was submitted and in the legislative process. And so that couldn't have helped. What strikes me about the whole thing is, you know, as a sort of an anti-backroom deal kind of a guy, I'm kind of glad this all happened because it's going to make it a lot more difficult for deals to be negotiated and put together if the governor can at the last minute kind of back off and say, oh, no, I'm not part of this. There were surprises I didn't know about. We're not going to do it this year. That to me is – so you can – I sympathize with his frustration and wanting to get the deal done. But I'm kind of happy that it went down because hopefully, irrespective of whether the Pawsox Stadium is a good deal, it'll make people less willing to sit down and work out details in dark corners to spring on a trust that our statewide politicians are just going to back them.
But where was Stephen Pryor last week? He was the lead negotiator. He was the one taking the lead of commerce. He is the one that was speaking with both the city of Pawtucket and the Pawsox owners. When the mayor of Pawtucket, when he had his press conference on the steps of the State House, where was Stephen Pryor and why wasn't he put out to explain the different aspects of the deal in support? It seemed to me that he was the one driving the train, and yet he was nowhere to be found last week as the whole thing was falling apart.
All right, well, that's exactly it. I mean, the governor had decided that she was backing off, presumably for political reasons, and that's the direction for her Secretary of Commerce is we're not on this. It would have been very awkward for the governor if her Secretary of Commerce were out there touting the deal and talking about how great the negotiations have been and while she's backing off. So I don't see much mystery there unless he was fundraising in Arizona or something.
No, wait a minute. But you're saying you wouldn't see her out there saying, I don't support this, but it was her guy that was the lead guy. So, you know, it's very easy for her to then just take shots and say, I don't think this is a good deal. But what she won't take ownership is that Pryor was the one that was leading the negotiations. I just don't – you can't have it both ways. I think they had an obligation to have him out there to explain the deal. She initially thought she said she thought it was a good deal for the taxpayers. Then they said, you know, well, the state can't be the backdrop on this. But I think when you come this far and you have your guy – who is driving the train on this. Now notice Larry Latino has been silent and the mayor of Pawtucket is saying, you know, I haven't given up hope and everything else. But I come back to whether or not Justin, you're, and again, folks, we'll speak with Justin Katz, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com, whether or not you think it's a good deal or the Pawsox owners are being cheap or the, so forth. To me, the larger picture here is what you and I have talked about. And that is Larry Latino comes in. He has the meeting with Ruggiero. That's one meeting. He's got his priorities. He has a meeting with Raimondo. They have Stephen Pryor, Commerce, leading the negotiations. Then there's the meeting of Lucchino, Paul Salem of Providence Equity Partners, and Governor Raimondo. Then, the whole time he's meeting with Mayor Pawtucket, the one person who was not part of this whole equation was House Speaker Nick Mattiello. So I think the larger damage here, Justin, is, as we know, there's no one else coming through looking to try to establish anything in Pawtucket. I think, you know, you're talking about all Democrats and not on the same page. And if they couldn't handle a deal like this, where you seemingly have four different agendas, right? The mayor of Pawtucket, speaker, the Senate president, and the governor. What was it like when GE was possibly kicking the tires on relocating to the 195 land?
Well, I think it's the breadth of the investment in this. You've got the mayor, you've got the legislators all invested in this program, whereas the rest of Commerce's handouts for GE and such, that's all through the Commerce. That was Raimondo budgeted for all of that through essentially a refinancing gimmick on state debt. And so she created all this money for her own people to go out and negotiate these deals. And I think that's what we're seeing here with that is they're used to it working that way, where the folks in the back room who think they're these wheeler dealers figuring out how to structure and plan Rhode Island for the future, they get put it all together, and then they announce it as a done deal because they'd already gotten the money together. This was different because there were multiple interests and also a brand. The Pawsox have to keep a somewhat of a clean brand away from sleazy politics, or else they're done as you know, a local entertainment venue. So I think that all kind of put too much strain on the faith that the governor's administration has in being able to mastermind things and just make really slick deals and then come out and announce them. And that would explain why Pryor would have been really into it with the negotiations, but then disappeared at the word of the governor that when it was time to back off.
Not exactly the guy you want with you in a foxhole. And what I think is also very resounding here, Justin, and I think the media ought to pay more attention to this, is keep in mind, as much as people want to talk about 38 Studios, you had, you know, Corso was the big lobbyist, and he was going to make, I think, between $300,000 to $500,000. When Twin River wants to add table games, who do they hire? Carullo. They hire Bill Murphy. You got to put out the money for the lobbyist. In this particular situation, there was no lobbyist that emerged, and therefore there's no deal. So I think the more damaging element of this whole Paw Sox thing is, to me, Rhode Island remains a pay-to-play. Nick Mattiello had no intention of seemingly sitting down with Larry Lucchino. If you wanted access to him, you had to go through the lobbyist, who then turn around and they throw fundraisers for him. One person was saying to me, if they were able to pull this deal off without hiring some of these very expensive lobbyists, and you know, we know who they are, Goldberg, Murphy, some of the others, if they were able to pull that off, then why does anyone need the lobbyist, right? Then why does Payday Lending need to pay Bill Murphy the $50,000? Why does the city council in Providence have to pay Jeff Britt $25,000 for this session? If Corso was going to get $500,000 for a $75 million deal, then what's a lobbyist worth on a ballpark that's going to cost $160 million? Is it possible to do a high-level deal in Rhode Island without paying off high-expensive lobbyists? I think the lesson learned here is they didn't want to take that route, because we have not heard of any lobbyist, high-paid lobbyist that was involved. Certainly wasn't standing there with the mayor. And as a result of that, no deal. So the pay-to-play, the crime town pay-to-play remains.
Well, yeah, there is a really interesting point. I'd argue that there are really three models. There's the lobbyist pay-to-play version that we know operates in Rhode Island and has for a long, long time. There's the sort of technocratic, we're the smart people in the back room figuring out deals kind of model that Raimondo's been following. That could be what has failed in this instance. And then the other end, you know, which we can kind of look at from a distance as a theoretical possibility, is where they all the interested parties just come out and lay it out on the table, and say, this is the deal we're working out, and keep everybody involved and informed the whole way along. That we don't really try all that much. That could be the way out of the lobbyist approach. I wonder, though, how much we just haven't really heard. Maybe they assumed that the general Rhode Island connections of all the people involved were amounted to a lobbyist.
Well, in this particular situation, you know, I thought it was a different dynamic where seemingly the governor, Stephen Pryor, they were taking the lead. This was not coming out of the House. As a result of that, seemingly Mattiello had no interest in it. And you talk to, you know, so many different businesses that say they call a speaker's office. And by the way, this is not just a Nick Mattiello thing. The way in Rhode Island was, if you called John Harwood's office, you called when Bill Murphy was the speaker, or you called when Gordon Fox was the speaker, now it's Mattiello, you didn't get a return phone call from them. You got a phone call from a lobbyist that said, I understand you're looking for access and want to set up a meeting. I can do that. Let's go over my retainer. It's going to be $10,000 a month. And then it just kicks off like that. Because when you think about it, to date, Deloitte still has Bill Murphy as their lobbyist, and they got the contract several years ago. I mean, Ray Sullivan was the lobbyist for marriage equality. They got gay marriage passed, and then basically, unless there's something we don't know about, that whole lobbying effort and then the money associated with it went away. Why would Deloitte still need to be paying Bill Murphy? I think this is a larger lesson that the message is very clear, that if you want to get something done, it's a pay-to-play. There were lobbyists that reached out. They didn't go through them. They went through Stephen Pryor. They had the Senate president on board. They left out the speaker and his people. you know, it's the lobbyists that throw the fundraisers for the speaker. They were left out of this equation, or at least in a high-profile way, and as a result of that, suddenly they get nothing. I want to give you the final word.
Well, there's no doubt that we have the pay-to-play problem in Rhode Island, and that's a good reason to just kill these deals across the board, no matter where it comes from or who did the lobbying, and another good reason to shrink government so that there's not so much that government can pay to have done. Now, ultimately, Rhode Islanders have to start waking up to that. So it's you're making a good point that people ought to pay attention to. I think the fundamental error that the governor made, it seems to me, is in not following, because a lot of those other deals, GE or these other Vistaprint, I mean, that's not lobbyists. That's them making slick deals. And the key to that was Raimondo freeing up the money through her sneaky refinance deal
a
few years ago.
Good point.
So she had the money to dole out like that.
Yep.
That is the trick for that technocratic approach. I think we ought to just, you know, like I say, just people ought to start voting this stuff down and not accepting that their representative is actually working for the speaker who's doling out favors and keeping everything running through this lobbyist-politician pipeline.
Folks, he is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's our friend, Justin Katz. Justin, great job, and we'll talk to you again. Folks, it's John DePietro. We'll take your phone calls, 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, if you have not heard the latest, they are saying, weather experts are saying, this is going to be a hazy, hot, humid summer once the rain starts. The question is, are you going to be nice and comfortable in your home? Well, let JKL Engineering design and install a Carrier Infinity system for your home or business. These Carrier systems have the highest rebates on the market. They're quiet, energy efficient. You could save over 50% on your energy bills just by having JKL replace that old clunker. JKL Engineering. They also specialize in complete commercial rooftop systems, design, ductwork, installation, and service. Replacements of these units can be done in a matter of hours, as well as the ductless split systems. Call JKL today for a free estimate, 351-7600. Listen, I want you to be nice and comfortable in your home. Call JKL Engineering today, 351-7600. These systems are energy efficient, they're quiet, they practically pay for themselves. And you can save over 50% on your energy bills just by having JKL replace that old clunker. Call JKL today for a free estimate, 351-7600, 351-7600. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We'll take your phone calls, 846-1028.
Hey, dude, cool that you're shopping here from out of state. Ever since we cut our sales tax and didn't pass that leftist no-shot agenda, businesses and jobs are popping up everywhere. I got this great full-time gig. My boss pays me an affordable wage, and I even make enough dough to pay off my own college loans. What a great state, man.
Learn more about the Center for Freedom and Prosperity's pro-family vision instead of the anti-business disaster of the progressive left by visiting rifreedom.org/saveRI.
A single event, loss of a loved one, a job, or a serious health issue can create a catastrophic atmosphere for people over 55. Every third Friday from 12 to 1 p.m., experts from the health, finance, and legal worlds converge on AM 1540 WADK's Elder Affairs program.
Presented by Blenheim Newport, Mobility Equipment Recyclers, the Rhode Island Department of Health, and the Own Your Health Collaborative, and the law firm of Silva, Thomas, Martland, and Offenberg, Christina Offenberg, Elder Law.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. Does not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard mows fast, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z3 45 ohms. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get you grassity. Want to mow well in a higher gear? See a John Deere peeling up and runs like a deer.
Well, folks, your garage, what a great investment it should be.
Getting a look that's all its own. Garage headquarters, 877-62 Garage.
That's right. Go with the leader. Go with the number one. Just call 877-62 Garage with Garage Headquarters. You know, it's one of the best ways you want to improve the value, increase the value of your home. Go with the number one. Go with the leader. 877 62 Garage. Also, let me ask you this. When's the last time that you had your doors serviced? Well, call them by noon for service today, or it's free and backed by the best door price guarantee. You can't buy a better door for a better price. Go with the leader. Go with the number one, 877-62-GARAGE, whether it's your garage or that of your business. The local number one is Garage Headquarters. Come on, change the look of your home. Invest in your home, especially with that DoorView software imaging tool. No guesswork, easy, fun, and you could see what your home would look like with different style doors. Go with the leader, 877-62-GARAGE. And it's simple. When you've been in business longer, better technicians, more warehouses, more trucks on the road. When you want a door that matches the architecture of your home or business, don't deal with those big box stores, overpriced, and they use subcontractors. Go with the certified professionals since 1973.
Garage Headquarters,
877-62-GARAGE.
He tells it like it is. He's John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It's Juan. This is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro program. Each afternoon, here I am, 1 to 5 a.m. 1540, and it's WADK. Well, you can call in 846-1028, 846-1028. You can send me email. It's john@depietro.com. Folks, I want to, again, just stress to people that as much as it's very easy to say, very, very easy to say that the Paw Sox deal, wealthy owners, they are terrible deal. We shouldn't have to pay. You could certainly make an argument on all of those categories. And it's tough to argue with anyone that would say, listen, you know, why don't they just build it themselves? Why should it have to be something taxpayer funded? I understand that argument completely. At the same time, there's nothing coming down the pike for Pawtucket. And I think the larger picture is just who's involved with this? Is this how we do business? I think the actions, especially in this particular case of Governor Raimondo, which is horrendous, throwing that Mayor Pawtucket completely under the bus. And you know what's also comical? I mean, you know, the Raimondo people, I don't know about you, there's no confidence in how they do anything right now. You know, Mattiello is going to, you know, roll out the phase out of the car tax. And at least it's something. At least it's something that could then start to save some people money. Wait, she came in talking a big game. Queen of Tolmundo talked about cranes in the sky and economic malaise, but everything with her just seems to be a gimmick, like this free tuition. They can't get the computers right. Now we're hearing the registry wants to redo things. So who has confidence in anything where the state is involved with the computers? I don't think people have confidence.
It does seem like it was sloppier than it should have been.
Yeah, that is the understatement of the decade. Yeah, no question about it. And with good reason. You know, things don't have to be that complicated. But what I want you to understand is all of these deals, there should be a consistency. There should be a pattern. And I mean in a positive way. You can't do this shell game. You can't do this game of where it's let's make a deal. You know, where this person has something behind door number one. This person has something behind door number two. There has to be a sense that if you're going to come in, there should be no surprises. You shouldn't be treated like you're going to get fleeced. It should not be a situation where then whoever the out-of-town business is or person that's looking to come in. But what Gina Raimondo, Queen of Tolmundo, what she refuses to accept, I think they're kind of in denial. Part of it is the staff that she has surrounded herself with, but you don't trust her. And she doesn't give you a reason to trust her. You know, that Playboy trip was embarrassing. and her non-answers on it. And, you know, the people are concerned about Washington and, you know, everything with her. You know, to think she would leave, it was a week ago today. She was not in the state. She was in Chicago taking money from the Playboy empire. And this is supposed to be, you know, and she is forever in history, first female governor. You know, the governor for a day with the contest for the young women. And support Hillary, first female president. I mean, that is the Gina Raimondo mantra. But it's all kicked to the side if there's money that's going to be down on the table. Now, we'll find out exactly. See, from what I understand in talking to people, it's not so much, yes, it is Christy Hoefter, but it's who they open you up to, meaning other donors that you can open it up to, where then you can get money. And they will go to any length to try to raise money. I hear from so many different of you people that I speak to on a regular basis, or just people that I deal with and come across during the course of the week, or just at different events I go to. So people are so disappointed with this governor. From Cranston to Coventry to Cumberland and everywhere in between, I hear from so many of you that this election next year is shaping up as anybody but Raimondo. That she has just betrayed so many people, she has not been truthful with people, and she has not delivered for people. And the greed is unending, right? 2.5 million, it's never enough. Let's push it to 3 million. Let's push it to 4 million. Let's keep it going towards 5 million. Now, like I said, the governor of Massachusetts, they're setting a pace of, you know, raising $30 million as he's up for re-election next year as well. But keep in mind, Massachusetts is doing very well. He's a Republican governor. There's different parts of the country he can raise money that she cannot, and conversely the same way. But Chicago is a place that the Raimondo people have eyed. Chicago, Christy Hoefter of the Playboy Mansion, Playboy Empire, that is someone that they targeted. We need to find a way to get to her, get on her radar screen, get on her list. That has been their priority. And the whole free tuition thing is based on her to be able to say to the progressives, to the Bernie Sanders people, look what I did in my state. We're offering free tuition. Forget about the shortfalls, $150 million. That's not the reason why people are dropping out. Does not matter to Gina Raimondo. Her goal was to try to lock on those people. And it's all part of her pitch, period. No question about it. That is part of the pitch. Folks, 846-1028. 846-1028. You can send me email, john@dipietro.com. Hey, I want to remind you, Dan's Place is your place for great food in a family-friendly atmosphere. Dan's Place, award-winning wings, delicious burgers, great pizza, and there's always something happening at Dan's Place. Now, tomorrow, people love Wednesday at Dan's Place. Wine Down Wednesdays, half-price bottles of wine all day. Thursdays, Mexican Day with all your favorites. Dan's Place, 880 Victory Highway, West Greenwich, just north of exit 5A on Route 95. Or you can find them online at danspizzaplace.com. It's got a good vibe. It's a fun, friendly atmosphere. You're going to love it. It's Dan's Place. Again, easy to get to. 880 Victory Highway, right off exit 5A on 95. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. A lot more ahead on this Tuesday.
Did you know that for every 300 visitors to our state, one new job is created? Visitors to Rhode Island have come to expect some of the very best dining and lodging in the country. The Rhode Island hospitality industry is proud to support all of our restaurants and hotels, which provide extraordinary service and a welcoming atmosphere. Rhode Island hospitality is projected to generate $5 billion in sales this year. They are the industry of opportunity in Rhode Island, inclusive of all backgrounds and skill levels, because in Rhode Island, hospitality matters.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For contests, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older and who reside in the station listening area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo identification and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winner must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest's on-air announcement. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for a current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth herein and shall not include any or all other expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of this prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station in its sole discretion reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right in its sole discretion to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station. 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Paul Massey Buick GMC South is New England's number one Buick dealer and Rhode Island's number one GMC dealer with the area's largest selection, where every day you'll find the lowest price with our one price guarantee.
Just give me one more mile.
Shop Paul Massey, where every vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest one price.
That is exactly right, Michelle Massey. Folks, Paul Massey, Buick GMC, stop in and see them, especially this time of year. People are spending more time, or will, in the southern part of the state. Well, you want to stop in and see New England's largest Buick dealer, Rhode Island's largest GMC dealer, Paul Massey, Buick GMC South, located Route 1 South Kingstown. Southern Rhode Island's largest dealership, right across from the tower, right near the intersection of 138. And stop in, and you want to test drive the vehicle I'm driving. It's that Paul Massey Buick LaCrosse. What a premium, tremendous vehicle. You drive a BMW or a Lexus Infiniti, you want to instead test drive the Paul Massey Buick LaCrosse. The ultimate in luxury, superior ride. You will not find a better value for your hard-earned dollar. There's a Massey vehicle for you right there. How about that GMC Sierra? Maybe you're a truck guy or girl, or the Buick Terrain, or the Buick Encore, or the Buick Regal. Stop in and see them with their all-star staff, with its great service. Bobby Massey right there. Rick Magnelli. He'll help you out. Also, Mike Casey, the truck manager, my friends Richard McDermott, Steve Alvarez, and, of course, Tom Fratinato. Always online. Remember, always online. You can find them. Test drive it. You'll love it. Always online at paulmassey.com.
Making afternoon radio great again. John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It's Juan. It is John DePietro. This is, hello, the John DePietro Show, where you can listen each afternoon from 1 to 5 a.m. 1540. And it's WADK. And you can call in 846-1028, 846-1028. Jumping around a little bit today. Looks like there could be some changes coming to the White House. I don't blame the White House, the president, I mean, for feeling upset. It is absolutely unending as far as the media going after them, and then closer to home, we're looking for some leadership. Ann in Cranston's on the John DePietro Show. Hello, Ann.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Very well, Ann. Go right ahead.
Well, you've been mentioning Mr. Mattiello.
Yes.
And you've been mentioning lovely governor. I wouldn't give 2 cents for them. I never saw a state as bad as Rhode Island. I mean, I listen to people from other states, and you see the goings-on. Mr. Mattiello thinks he's going to run for something someday.
Yep.
And he thinks he knows it all. I've had a couple of instances with him, and I don't even care to speak to him. But I think the people in Rhode Island, it's about time they learn how to vote and not go by the person because they know him or they know his wife. Because he's not doing anything for people like me or you.
Zero.
Or your children.
No.
They're not. There isn't one person in our legislature that has done a thing. And even though the congressmen that we have in Washington, what have they done for Rhode Island?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Zero.
And yet, comes election time, they're here shaking hands and wanting to be friendly and what they can do for you. And it's just a sad group, and I'm at a point where I almost feel that's a waste of time going for governor. You tried to call the state house. I had an instance where I had to get through the governor's office. There's no way that I could get through.
No.
Now, I pay taxes, but yet when it's election time, they come around and want to do all these little goodies for you.
That's right.
I don't want them.
No.
I just want to take care of myself and my community.
That's right.
But yet, they come to you and they can't do a thing for you. I've had my fill of them. I don't care. My own senator, I think he's great. But you know what? Doesn't do a thing.
No. You know, and they're selfish as well because the state, they may not realize it, but you know, so many opportunities start to slip and people start to lose faith and confidence in the state.
That's right. You know, one time you'd say, well, gee, so-and-so has been good. Like, for instance, I'll give you, he's passed away, Cianci. I know that some of the things that he has done, but at least he still helped the people.
Yes.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I knew him.
He could get things done.
That's right.
And Providence would not be in the shape it's in the way it's right now.
I would not go into the city of Providence because I heard it's disgraceful. And I think I would be very upset if I had to go there. And speaking of the mall is getting that way at night with teenagers.
I've heard that.
You cannot believe. I don't like going at night anymore shopping because the goings-on, they're rude. The language that they use, I don't know how their parents don't understand them.
And disrespectful, Ann.
Very.
Yeah.
But you can't say the same.
No.
But you have a wonderful family. That I know.
Thank you. You're very, very sweet, Ann. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you, folks. 846-1028. All right, so it is true, but the weather has not been great, but that doesn't mean that you can't head over and enjoy a great meal at Top of the Bay Restaurant. Top of the Bay, folks, they are ready for the season. People were enjoying it over the weekend. Top of the Bay Restaurant, whether it's lunch or dinner, or especially this time of year, they start to get the upper deck open. You're going to love Top of the Bay Restaurant, especially if you're entertaining some family and they want to enjoy some fresh seafood, whether it be swordfish or lobster or fish and chips or scrod, or steamers, take them, clam cakes, chowder, take them to Top of the Bay Restaurant. Whether it's lunch or dinner, they have authentic pasta, they have delicious steaks, great desserts, and the view is just fantastic at Top of the Bay Restaurant. You just take West Shore Road and then follow the signs down to historic Oakland Beach. Listen, maybe meet somebody for a nice, you know, frozen drink and some appetizer after work. Top of the Bay. They've also, the good weather, they've opened up that upper deck that has an incredible view where you're looking right down the bay. Listen, enjoy it. The season is here. They're waiting for you. A great meal is waiting for you at Top of the Bay Restaurant. Call Eli, 921-3663, or online at topofthebayrestaurant.com. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, 846-1028.
If you're planning to travel, consider this. You can catch the Zika virus from mosquitoes in places like Central and South America, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico and Cape Verde, even Florida and Texas. Zika also spreads through sex and causes birth defects. If you or your partner are pregnant or planning to be, avoid places with Zika. If you do travel, avoid mosquito bites. Wear long sleeves and use insect repellent that contains DEET. Learn more at health.ri.gov/Zika. A message from the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I received the nicest email from Helen, who thanked me for alerting her to PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. You're very welcome. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Folks, located 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown, right next door to Allie's Tax Shop. Look for their magnificent outdoor display. You can call them at 295-4399. It's Steve, it's Debbie, it's their staff. Flowers, trees, shrubs, a full garden center, all locally grown, homegrown. Remember, buy local. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Loam, mulch, screen loam, annuals, perennials. They're open 7 days a week. Full line of landscape materials plus pickup and delivery. Look for the magnificent outdoor display. Now, as you're out and about on this Tuesday, stop in and see them. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Right next door to Allie's Tack Shop. Right down the street from Tarbox and diagonally across from Allie's Donuts. You'll see the magnificent outdoor display. There they are, waiting for you at PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center.
The most entertaining show on your radio, John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro on this Tuesday. And also, as many people know, the bridge construction is underway. Now, as I'm looking at it right now, the delays are not that bad. There are a little bit of delays on the Newport side crossing over. But all in all, traffic is underway. Give yourself a little bit extra time. Traffic is running very smooth coming over from Jamestown. But as far as leaving Newport and going towards Jamestown, traffic definitely a little bit heavier, so give yourself a little bit of extra time and people will start to build into it. Now, next hour, we'll take more of your phone calls, folks, 846-1028, a little bit of an abbreviated program today. We'll also talk with our friend Sal regarding our tech segment as well. So it's John DePietro. Stay with us, 846-1028.